news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 7:06, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday, Sean Sullivan and Dalton Orwig. And Iran's vowed revenge, and Americans have now been killed in Kenya as part of the weekend news cycle. President also saying there are sites that the Iranians say that are, historical sites, cultural sites to them that are off the list. President Trump says, no, they're not. And also a question that seemed to crash the Selective Services website over the weekend. Could the draft be coming back for the U.S. military? That and a whole lot more on the way. Let's get started with Kane and our traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pits and Tons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, there's state troopers on the scene of a new accident northbound 65 ramp to Alabama 225 near Bay Minette. Now, Mobile Police Department still wrapping up one 554 South Ann Street between Illinois and California Street. That's one with injuries, as we've got a good ride from Airport Spring and La Dolphin at 65. The trellis room located inside the Battle House Hotel has a new look and a new menu with an emphasis on Italian cuisine. With dining at the Trellis Room, valet parking always complimentary at the Battle House. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Can a tree change a life? At Trees for the Future, we believe trees make all the difference in the fight against poverty, hunger, and climate change. Through a proven permaculture method called the Forest Garden Approach, Trees for the Future has positively impacted over 26,000 farmers and their children. Are you ready to leave a lasting impact on the world? Find out how to plant seeds of hope this season at trees.org/radio. That's trees.org/radio.
Right, 7:08, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Dr. Bill's got a work week forecast, even a look forward to the weekend coming up at around 7:35. And the text line open for you, as always, at 343-0106, 343-0106. Also, don't abbreviate 2020 when you're signing checks or documents right now. It's for your own good. Got a story on how the scammers may use your abbreviated 20 to get your money. That's coming up in just a little bit. Speaking of money, oil prices keep rising. So do gasoline prices with that as the industry frets over Iran-U.S. conflict. And President Trump saying cultural sites are not off the list of possible targets in Iran. Democrats in the House and Senate are moving to limit the president's war powers. We'll get more on this coming up in just a second. Also on the way in sports.
Well, today we get the decision from Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. He has set a press conference time alongside head coach Nick Saban for 11 a.m. this morning, where he will announce his decision. And also, we got a bowl game tonight right here in Mobile, the Lending Tree Bowl between Louisiana Lafayette and Miami of Ohio. Not the U. The Miami of Ohio.
The other one.
The other right. Miami.
Also, top of the fold on our website, fmtalk1065.com, as we do every weekday morning. Three big things, top news stories of the day. U-Haul will no longer hire nicotine users in Florida and Alabama. More on that coming up. Plus, in sports, we'll talk about that. The Vikings and the upending of the Saints from the NFC playoffs, and Iran is abandoning nuclear limits after the killing of the general Soleimani. Question is, were they adhering to him in the first place? More on that and more on the situation going on between the United States and Iran. Here's Bob Constantini from Westwood One.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo appeared on all six major Sunday news programs to justify the killing of Qasem Soleimani, but he did not offer a specific reason for the need to do it now, even as he and the White House claim intelligence shows Soleimani was planning imminent attacks on American diplomats as well as troops. Iran announced it would no longer be part of the nuclear agreement that other countries involved were trying to hold together after President Trump took the U.S. out of it. On CNN's State of the Union, Pompeo going so far as to say war with Iran really starts with that agreement that international observers said Tehran was adhering to.
The previous administration left us in a terrible place with respect to the Islamic Republic of Iran. Team Obama appeased Iran, and it led to Shia militias with money.
With no major leaders of Congress notified ahead of time about the targeting of Soleimani, President Trump had a tweet on Sunday that he figures will do. Quote, "These media posts will serve as notification to the United States Congress that should Iran strike any U.S. person or target, the United States will quickly and fully strike back and perhaps in a disproportionate manner." End quote. On CBS's Face the Nation, Secretary Pompeo suggesting the Trump administration will not adhere to Iraq's parliament's order.
It is the United States that is prepared to help the Iraqi people get what it is they deserve and continue our mission there to take down terrorism.
President Trump is scoffing at Iraq's parliament's vote that American troops leave. Politicians there fear being caught in between the U.S. and Iran even before the killing of Qasem Soleimani at Baghdad's airport. Asked about it on Air Force One, the president threatened Iraq with sanctions. He told reporters, "So with Iraq, we've spent a lot of money in Iraq. I told you Iraq was the worst decision going into the Middle East. It was the worst decision ever made in the history of our country." Following the killing of Soleimani, with the unrest it is bringing, the president has ordered an additional 3,500 troops to the region. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Right, 712 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. A side part of this story is what happened at the end of last week into this weekend, as that people were trending on Twitter with that World War III. You know, that went nuts.
It became a thing.
Yeah, acting like Qasem Soleimani was Franz Ferdinand. You know, like of course, the start of World War One. Oddly enough, in that 1917 movie, winning a bunch of awards over the last night. We'll talk about that in a little bit. I want to see that movie.
Yeah, badly. I do too. They said one single continuous shot, that movie.
Holy cow! Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they didn't film it that way.
No, but it looks that way.
Made to look that way, right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
Oh, wow. So on Friday, Selective Service, right, so the draft folks on Twitter had to put out this tweet. "Due to the spread of misinformation, our website is experiencing high traffic volumes at this time. If you're attempting to register or verify registration, please check back later today as we're working to resolve this issue. We appreciate your patience." So that would be for, you know, the boys here, 18 and older, that are registering with Selective Service. We all had to do that, even though the draft has been abolished since 1973. Well, I guess there are so many other people going to Selective Service because people are saying World War III or something. It crashed the website for Selective Service. There's no move here for the draft to be reinstated.
No.
So they wanted to make sure everybody knew that draft wasn't being reinstated. But yeah, the Military Times website is reporting that it crashed the Selected Service website.
Now there wasn't social media, or at least widely used social media, after 9/11,
right,
before the Afghanistan and Iraq wars. But were people as worried then about a draft being implemented?
No,
I imagine they were.
Yeah, I don't remember it. I don't feel it. I do remember a lot of people, you know, signing up,
yeah,
or wanted to sign up in a volunteer capacity, where our military is, you know, all volunteer military. But I guess this thing got out of control with World War III on Twitter. Yeah, and also remember, Twitter does not represent all the people. I mean, Twitter's it'll lead a news story, but you always have to add, you know, not a pound of salt. How about like a 50 pounds of salt with that? And understand, you know, that this could be just a few people. I mean, say a few people in a community can account for tens of thousands of people on Twitter.
Yeah. Now, while dealing with a serious subject, there were a lot of funny memes out there about what today's youth would be like if they were forced into service, because so many, you know, they've grown up only playing video games,
which is maybe a technique for the wars of the future.
Yeah, it really could be. But there were a lot of Call of Duty memes. Even one person said they blocked the United States Army official Twitter account. They said they can't draft you if they can't see you. I don't think that's how that works.
Try that with the IRS too, huh? Doesn't work. 715 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5 next.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A person is recovering after being shot by a hotel clerk in Escambia County. That person was reportedly disturbing other guests after a fight at the Quality Inn on Warrington Road early Sunday morning. The sheriff's office spokesperson says the incident could possibly fall under Florida's Stand Your Ground law. A car was hit by a train in Mobile. It happened about 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon on Jesse Street near Gold Avenue. Witnesses tell us the driver is okay. An officer at the scene says the train hit the back of the car and spun the car around. The train blocked the intersection for about an hour as crews worked that scene. 2019. Crimson Tide fans will find out today whether Tua Tagovailoa will stay or go. The Alabama quarterback promised to decide by today whether to forego his senior season or enter the NFL draft. We'll find out this morning during a press conference at 11. Also happening today, it's the Lending Tree Bowl from Ladd Peoples Stadium. Kickoff is at 6:30. It's the Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns versus the Miami Ohio Redhawks. The Ragin' Cajuns won the Sun Belt Division, and the Redhawks won the Mid-America Conference title. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-591-8528. That's 800-591-8528. 800-591-8528.
All right, 718 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill's on the way in just a little bit. Plus, we'll be checking in with Larry Kirby from LCM. It's all happening, as is the countdown to the pressure with Tua and Coach Saban.
Yeah, we'll find out today whether Tua enters the NFL draft or stays at Alabama. Over the weekend, we had upsets and overtimes on Wild Card Weekend, and there's a bowl game tonight right here in Mobile. It's 7:18 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for sports on Mobile Mornings. Oklahoma quarterback Jalen Hurts has accepted an invitation to play in the Senior Bowl here in Mobile later this month. The former Alabama quarterback transferred to Oklahoma prior to this season. He led the Sooners to the College Football Playoff and finished second in voting for the 2019 Heisman Trophy Award. Tickets for the January 25th game are on sale now at SeniorBowl.com. There's only one bowl game left before next Monday night's national championship between LSU and Clemson. Tonight at 6:30, right here in Mobile, Louisiana Lafayette will face Miami of Ohio in the Lending Tree Bowl at Ladd Peoples Stadium. The Ragin' Cajuns finished second in the Sun Belt standings. They're 14-point favorites tonight over the Redhawks. Elsewhere, NFL draft announcements continue to pour in. On Friday, Auburn junior cornerback and kick returner Noah Igbinoghene announced that he will forego his senior season to enter the 2020 NFL draft. Over the weekend, Alabama lost several players to the NFL, with safety Xavier McKinney, wide receiver Jerry Jeudy, and offensive tackle Jedrick Wills each announcing the end of their careers with the Tide. Offensive tackle Alex Leatherwood and linebacker Dylan Moses have already announced that they plan to return to Bama next season. And we mentioned it earlier this morning at 11, the decision everyone's been waiting for. Quarterback Tua Tagovailoa and Alabama head coach Nick Saban are set to hold a press conference where we will learn what Tua is planning for his future. In the NFL, it was Wild Card Weekend. The New Orleans Saints season ended at the hands of the Minnesota Vikings for the second time in the past 3 years. New Orleans lost 26-20 in overtime.
Cousins throws, passes, caught for the win! Kyle Rudolph and the Vikings are moving on!
That call from Fox yesterday, Vikings tight end Kyle Rudolph caught that game-winning touchdown pass, and it was another controversial call for New Orleans. Many were calling for the officials to review whether Rudolph pushed off Saints cornerback P.J. Williams before making the catch. But officials did not review it, putting an end to New Orleans' season. Quarterback Drew Brees expressed his disappointment following the game.
These opportunities are few. It's disappointing. If you're not the one holding up the trophy at the end of the year, it's disappointing.
In other games, Houston beat Buffalo 22-19 in overtime thanks to a stellar effort from Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson. Watson led the Texans in passing and rushing, also made an unbelievable play in overtime, spinning out of a sack to make a pass that would set up the game-winning field goal. Tennessee dethroned New England in Foxborough 20-13. On his 26th birthday, Titans running back Derrick Henry ran for 182 yards and a touchdown. He accounted for 204 of Tennessee's 272 total yards. And Seattle held on to beat Philadelphia on the road 17-9. The lower seed and away team won in three of the four wildcard games, which sets us up for a divisional round without Tom Brady or Drew Brees. In the AFC, the Baltimore Ravens will host Tennessee on Saturday night at 7, and Kansas City will host Houston on Sunday afternoon at 2. In the NFC, San Francisco hosts Minnesota on Saturday at 3:30, and Green Bay will host Seattle on Sunday afternoon at 5:40. On the PGA Tour, former University of Alabama golfer Justin Thomas beat Patrick Reed and Xander Schauffele in a playoff to win the Century Tournament of Champions in Hawaii. In college basketball over the weekend, number 8 Auburn beat Mississippi State 80-68 to remain undefeated at 13-0. Florida rallied from 21 points down to beat Alabama in double overtime 104-98. Here at home, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team was beaten soundly by Louisiana Monroe 69-49. The game actually on the road in Louisiana, and they're right back at it tonight facing UT Arlington on the road at 7. And the South Alabama women's team fell to Coastal Carolina 71-62. It's 7:22 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Tom Clarkson here, inviting you to join the Scuttlebutt Network this Wednesday from Ed's Seafood Shed on the Causeway. Cal and I are on the air at 1 p.m. after midday mobile with Sean Sullivan. Special location, special time. This Wednesday at 1 from Ed's on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working in any new accidents. A few they've got then moved out of the roadway. Good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Again, Spanish Fork, Daphne, Fairhope looking good, and no delays from Tillman's Corner and Theodore. From Airport, Spring Hill and Dolphin at 65, heading up towards Chickasaw and Saraland. It's a good ride in. Whether you broke down or maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery, available 24 hours a day. See them at pittsandsonstowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 7:24 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Just about 10 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams and your forecast for today, the work week, and even a look forward to the weekend. Plus, before you just write 20 on your checks and documents to serve as 2020, You may want to take a second because the scammers are looking for that. We'll tell you how that could get you in a pickle coming up in just a little bit. Right now, more on a trial that has been talked about. It seems like we've been talking about this for years, probably because we have, but now going to trial today unless something weird happens. Scheduled to begin today, the trial for Harvey Weinstein out in California.
Before we hear opening arguments, a few things have to take place. Today, Harvey Weinstein is in court for a pretrial conference with his defense lawyer, prosecutors, and the judge. Jury selection is expected to begin on Tuesday, and it could take 2 to 3 weeks. It would be impossible to seat a jury that hasn't heard about at least some of the accusations leveled against the former movie mogul by more than 80 women now, everything from sexual harassment to rape. Defense attorney Donna Rotuno said that's not what this case is about.
And we, of course, are going to expect that the jury looks at the evidence and the evidence only. And although we understand that that's a difficult task and something that's difficult to ask, we're going to to make sure that we continue to remind them of that.
The charges being prosecuted by the Manhattan District Attorney center on an allegation that he raped a woman in a New York hotel room in 2013 and a second woman who accused Weinstein of forcibly performing a sex act on her at his Manhattan apartment in 2006.
I think for me, this is about talking to a jury about the fact that you don't have to like everything he's ever done in his life to find that he's not a rapist.
Rotuno said she won't be asking the jury to like Harvey Weinstein, and he has done some bad things.
Well, he cheated on his wife. He made very bad decisions in business in terms of how he treated people, and he'd be the first one to admit those things were not nice.
But she claims that what happened between Weinstein and these two women was consensual.
We have a lot of evidence that shows a continuing relationship between him and the women who are charged in this matter.
Prosecutors intend to call at least four other women to the witness stand to testify about prior bad acts and attempt to convince the jury of a pattern of bad behavior. Weinstein faces life in prison if found guilty on the most serious charge. This isn't his only pending criminal matter, though. The Los Angeles District Attorney has been looking at evidence in at least eight allegations. A few weeks ago, Weinstein complained to the New York Post that he was pioneering for women in Hollywood, and his work has been forgotten. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
All right, 726, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Why don't you all say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM. And I got a question here, Larry. How is inventory looking at LCM?
Huge is the words of a famous president.
That's right. And even huger because of the expanded footprint at LCM.
Yep. We got a great selection, John. We've got some of the best selection we've had in a long time. I mean, we got everything, cars, trucks, sport utilities. We got little cars, full-size trucks, small-size trucks, and a whole bunch of third-row SUVs.
All right. New year, what about financing? Any changes there? How's it looking?
No, they've stayed consistent. They haven't raised the rates like sometimes they do it the first year, so the rates have stayed really extremely low. So, and we got great lenders. We're ready to do business.
All right. People want to come down and check out that inventory or give them directions.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. All right, I want to say this. Before you sign the abbreviated version of 2020, think about this. So a story out, a couple places reporting, I think CNN had the story and a couple others. They said, apparently you shouldn't abbreviate the year 2020 by just writing 20 on your checks or documents, because if you do, it could open you up to scammers. Now, here's how. If you write today's date, okay, like today, 1-6-20 on a check, it's easy for someone to change the year by adding two more digits to the end. All of a sudden, it's 2013 or something. So be careful also with any contracts you sign, because they can be doctored to make it look like the contract began sooner than it really did. So if you start a contract this year in 2020, they could go back and say it started in 2012 and you owe them back money on that. So just something to be careful of. The experts in this say don't shorthand 2020. Write out the whole thing on your checks or documents. Probably won't happen, but an extra second is all it takes to write the extra two digits on your check. Keep yourself safer, and that way you don't get scammed.
Something I've never thought about.
All right, there you go. Well, they're worrying for us. If we didn't have time to worry, they do it for us. 729, Dr. Bill's on the way, and we'll check in with News 5 next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Two people are dead after a plane crash in Cullman, Alabama. Officials say it happened at the Folsom Field Airport between 12:30 and 1 on Sunday afternoon. Right now, Cullman County Sheriff's Office, Cullman County EMA, and Vinemont Fire Department are among the agencies helping with that investigation. The Mississippi Department of Corrections is looking into what caused a series of deadly riots at prisons all over the state. Five people died after several riots broke out at different prisons, including Parchman and the South Mississippi Correctional Institute in Leakesville. The officials believe the violence is gang-related. We have a traffic alert to tell you about this morning. Starting today, crews in Escambia County, Florida, will be closing off part of the exit ramp from I-10 to 9 Mile Road. They'll be closing the section connecting to 9 Mile Road westbound as they work to rebuild the exit ramp. You'll still be able to access 9 Mile Road using the other section of the ramp. Work is expected to last about 3 months. Pensacola's first ever Indie Fringe and Comedy Festival brought in crowds from all over the Gulf Coast. One of the headliners was comedy legend Gilbert Gottfried. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Holiday rebates continue at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Receive instant rebates on your purchase, up to $300 off the Franklin, Lincoln, or Fat Boy safes in stock, and receive a matching amount from Liberty Safes. All Liberty Safes have a lifetime replacement warranty against theft and fire. For a limited time, 18-month 0% interest with approved credit is available on any purchase over $2,000. Get the Liberty Safe you really need now and stretch your payments out for 18 months. For service after the sale, go to Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 and Moffett Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
Top Senate Democrats are calling on President Trump to immediately declassify the reasoning for the deadly strike on an Iranian general. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and the Senate Foreign Relations Committee's Senator Robert Menendez say there's no legitimate justification for keeping the information from the public. Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein's trial gets underway in a matter of hours. Correspondent Scott Carr says the 67-year-old maintains his innocence.
The sex assault charges Harvey Weinstein faces could send him to prison for the rest of his life. The trial begins more than 2 years after a Bombshell magazine story confirmed the sort of allegations that long had swirled around the Hollywood power broker. He faces allegations that he raped one woman in a Manhattan hotel room in 2013 and performed a forcible sex act on a different woman in 2006.
On Wall Street, Dow futures are lower 174 points. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Oil prices are surging. Gold hit a more than six-year high, and most equities tumbled today after the U.S. assassination last week of a top Iranian general fanned fears of a major conflict in the Middle East. The crisis has jolted investors who had been in an upbeat mood as China and the U.S. prepared to sign their mini trade deal next week. While data indicate a slight improvement in the global economy, on Wall Street futures pointing to a broadly lower open. The 77th Golden Globes were meant to be a coronation for Netflix. Instead, a pair of big screen epics took top honors on NBC last night as the World War I tale 1917 won Best Picture Drama and Quentin Tarantino's Los Angeles fable Once Upon a Time in Hollywood won Best Film, Comedy, or Musical. The wins for 1917 were a surprise, besting such favorites as Marriage Story and Martin Scorsese's The Irishman. Oreo fans have two new ones to look forward to, including caramel coconut Oreos. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com, and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 7:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sheldon.
Beautiful weekend. Saturday and yesterday, nice. I like that. What about this week?
Well, we've got some rain in the forecast, but not till the end of the week, and it looks like it may affect part of the weekend. But in the meantime, we've got some pretty good weather for the next 2 to 3 days, starting today with sunny skies. We're going to warm up. 61 was the high yesterday, 62 on Saturday, and the normal high 61. So we were so-called normal for the weekend. But as for today, we're going to warm to the upper 60s, about 68 degrees this afternoon. So that should be rather pleasant. Tonight, it won't be as cool, about 55 under partly cloudy skies. And then tomorrow, we actually have a little surge of dry air coming in. There's a cold front over northern Mississippi, and it'll come through quietly. And early tomorrow, the wind will shift around to the northwest, and it'll be a little bit cooler, about 64, 65 degrees tomorrow, and mostly sunny. But tomorrow night, we will cool into the upper 30s. Now, the rest of the week, Wednesday, looks really good, sunny and 62. Thursday, clouds come back in, slight chance of a shower, and we're going to warm to around 70 degrees. Friday will be up in the mid-70s, but a good chance for showers, and the showers will be numerous on Friday night, and Saturday. A low-pressure system will move out of Louisiana on Friday, slowly move along the Gulf Coast, and that's going to give us periods of rain for Friday and Saturday. However, temperatures will be in the 70s, so it's going to be well above normal. On Sunday, things improve. It'll become mostly sunny, slight chance of a shower, and a high in the upper 60s. So we could pick up quite a bit of rain for late Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and we may pick up another 2 or perhaps 3 inches of rain during that period. But as for today, very nice, warming into the upper 60s.
All right, so you're saying enjoy the next few days, because by the end of the week and the weekend, not so nice.
Yeah, the first half weekend doesn't look too good with numerous showers and even a few thunderstorms.
All right, Dr. Bill, remind folks, too, if they have yet to pick up their copy of the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, it's still free and still available lots of places.
Yeah, and here in Mobile, you'll find them at Mike Ward's Liberty Safe, also West Marine. Classic Cars over on Cottage Hill Road. They have copies, as well as Robert Moore Christmastown. On the Eastern Shore, Billy Lankford Allstate in Fairhope. Also in Fairhope, Autocraft Collision Centers and Old Time Garden Supply. And if you're over in the middle of Baldwin County at Robertsdale, the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company. And here in Mobile, we'll have them at Fox 10 and also right here at the studios of 106.5.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, 47 now at our studios. And for that high in the 60s, like Dr. Bill said, beautiful day out there. If you can get out and enjoy a little bit of the sunshine, it's a good thing. We can see it out here through the windows.
Yeah, it's nice.
You can see it out there. It's a bit, you know, separated by a couple panes of glass, but it's out there. All right, coming right back, we'll check traffic with Kane.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Chelsea and Logan Green of the Yard Milkshake Bar. They have a tiger by the tail. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Roberts Brothers now offers vacation rentals in Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, and along the Eastern Shore in Fairhope and Point Clear. While you're here, spend a day at OWA on thrilling rides, an afternoon on a dolphin cruise, or an evening at the wharf listening to your favorite band. For booking details, visit robertsbrothersvacationrentals.com.
Chelsea and Logan Green opened a milkshake shop in a place where three other ice cream stores had failed. They had a belief, though, that it would work if they created something unique and different. They focused on milkshakes, not ice cream, and some of their creation costs well over $10. Then came lines of people waiting to buy one, and customers knew what they wanted prior to seeing the menu due to Chelsea's social media promotion. And this was all before getting an offer from Mark Cuban on Shark Tank. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
All
Alta Point Health, the Community Foundation of South Alabama, and Bayou Clinic ask if you're concerned about veterans and do you want to learn how you can help. Join them for a free training January 23rd, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the American Red Cross, 35 North Sage Avenue, Mobile. Mental health first aid for military members, veterans, and their families is a free 8-hour training to help someone with a mental health problem or crisis. Register at bioclinic.eventbrite.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, they're still working an accident at Bellingraph Road just past half mile, clearing off also South Ann Street between Illinois and California Street. That was one with injuries. At State Troopers, they're at County Road 87 at New Hope Church Road. A tractor trailer lost what it was carrying. The Serpents of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has a perfect gift for that unique someone. From the independent art to the books and clothing and oddity items like skulls and two-headed turtles, you can see them online at serpentsofbienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. This is, I would argue, the Monday that most New Year's resolutions get started.
That sounds about right.
You know, because, of course, the first day was last week, but it was still holiday mode, and people were still in holiday, you know. They said, we'll push that off to the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
So let me do a couple things here. Number one, I'm going to give you the 10 most popular New Year's resolutions for 2020.
Okay.
And let me add also to this about my buddy Trey with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. So this is the time that a lot of people have made that resolution to get organized in their house, to declutter their house, do those kind of things. Here's how you get it started. You call 1-800-GOT-JUNK, or you go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Make an appointment to have a local franchisee, my buddy Trey, and his crew come to your house or your office or your storage unit, wherever, and get rid of the junk. And the nice thing is, when you set that deadline, it moves everything and gets it started. So this is not a New Year's resolution you're wondering about in July. You can get this thing done now and get off on the right foot. If you got junk, you need it gone. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And it is that easy. You go online, pick up the phone, you set an appointment time. They'll actually give you a day and a time that you both agree on. They show up, they quote you a price. If you say yes, they get to work and get the junk gone. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, so the survey out, the most popular New Year's resolutions are, you probably guessed most of these.
Losing weight, got to be number one, right?
Well, it's number four.
Okay.
But number one is exercise more. So come on. I know some people say, I want to exercise, make sure I'm healthy. But the byproduct we love is getting in shape, right?
Yeah, I'd say a majority are trying to exercise to lose weight.
Okay. 50% of people who plan to make at least one resolution said exercise was on their list. Ding, ding, ding. I'm on that one. Save money, number two.
Oh, yeah. Every year.
How are you going to do that, folks? I mean, if you're going to save money, did you build a plan, or you just say generally you're going to try to save money?
You know, for the first time ever, and I know a lot of people will make fun of me for this, but I sat down with the wife and made an actual budget.
That's a great idea.
An actual real-life budget. And I've tried to do it before on my own, and that never works out. So I put her in charge, and she said, okay, but you're going to sit here right next to me while we make this. So I'm going to try to stick to it, but for the first time ever, I have a family budget.
Good deal, man. Good deal. That is a positive thing. Eat healthier, number three on the list. Lose weight, number four. I don't believe that. Number five, reduce stress. Preach. Five and six are two of mine that reduce stress and get more sleep. I don't know if I'm going to be able to accomplish those, but...
And those go hand in hand, and you'll also probably have an easier time losing weight if you get the sleep.
That's right. Number seven, ding, 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 stick to a budget.
There you go. I'm right there, number seven.
Number eight, this can benefit you in all other parts, I think. Focus on your spiritual growth.
Okay.
That would help you in all these other things. Nine, travel more. Hallelujah. That's on mine, too. And number 10, I was being made fun of about this by my buddy Tom Claxton. He was getting his hair cut, and I don't think he realized he was talking to another friend of mine. And he was, Tom Claxton, who, of course, I will see on Wednesday, Tom, was saying, and now Sean wants, because I like to learn new things.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't know something, I like to get new skills that maybe aren't specifically applicable to this job, although some have shown themselves over time. But my thing this year, it kind of was last year, but this year, I want to learn to weld. I want to learn the skill of being able to weld. I got stuff around the farm. We got to weld. I just want that skill. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't even know which end welds, you know? So I need some lessons yet. And I think Tom Claxton was, they were there at the barbershop. He's like, Sullivan wants to learn to weld now.
So, yeah, I do.
So learn a new skill is number 10 on the list. And I'm on that track.
So listening to FM Talk podcasts, that wasn't one of the top 10 New Year's resolutions?
Well, I would say that it would if you're, you wanted to... save money. There's ones about finance here. You want to learn a new skill. We talk about gardening and all those kind of things in the skill. Reducing stress. Yeah. Some of those podcasts reduce stress. Some will increase stress. And so there's a few of those that could be done by the podcast. So let's add 11 there. Listen to FM Talk 106.5 podcast.
Yeah, it's easy to do. All right. iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify.
All right, check it out. Or on the front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com. 7:45, we'll talk some sports with Dalton coming up.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000-square-foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the seven locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A person is recovering after being shot by a hotel clerk in Escambia County. That person was reportedly disturbing other guests after a fight at the Quality Inn on Warrington Road early Sunday morning. The sheriff's office spokesperson says the incident could possibly fall under Florida's Stand Your Ground law. A car was hit by a train in Mobile. It happened about 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon on Jesse Street near Gold Avenue. Witnesses tell us the driver is okay. An officer at the scene says the train hit the back of the car and spun the car around. The train blocked the intersection for about an hour as crews worked that scene. Crimson Tide fans will find out today whether Tua Tagovailoa will stay or go. The Alabama quarterback promised to decide by today whether to forego his senior season or enter the NFL draft. We'll find out this morning during a press conference at 11. Also happening today, it's the Lending Tree Bowl from Ladd Peoples Stadium. Kickoff is at 6:30. It's the Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns versus the Miami Ohio Redhawks. The Ragin' Cajuns won the Sun Belt Division, and the Redhawks won the Mid-America Conference title. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Sound familiar? Lines down? No internet? Tired of that spinning computer circle? Let's face it, service outages happen. Hurricane season, Gulf Coast storms, road construction where maybe a backhoe digs up the transmission line. We know bad things can happen, even with the best plans intended. Have you asked yourself, how important is the internet to your business should it go down? Did you know most of today's phone systems require internet? Do you have a plan in place to keep your phones up and your employees productive? Hi, Chuck Nylander here with Harbor Communications, and I'm excited to offer our internet failover service utilizing the latest in cellular technology. Harbor's internet failover service comes complete with auto failover programming when combined with our fast fiber internet services. The best part is our basic service starts as low as $44.95 per month. Data and term restrictions apply. That's a small price to pay for business continuity. To learn more, call us today or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
Upsets and overtimes on Wild Card Weekend. Tua Tagovailoa's NFL draft decision is set for today, and there's a bowl game tonight right here in Mobile. It's 7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Oklahoma quarterback Jalen Hurts has accepted an invitation to play in the Senior Bowl here in Mobile later this month. The former Alabama quarterback transferred to Oklahoma prior to this season. He led the Sooners to the college football playoff and finished second in voting for the 2019 Heisman Trophy Award. Tickets for the January 25th game are on sale now at SeniorBowl.com. There's only one bowl game left before next Monday night's national championship between LSU and Clemson. Tonight at 6:30, right here in Mobile, Louisiana Lafayette will face Miami of Ohio in the Lending Tree Bowl at Ladd Peoples Stadium. The Ragin' Cajuns finished second in the Sun Belt Conference standings and are 14-point favorites tonight over the Redhawks. Elsewhere, NFL draft announcements continue to pour in. On Friday, Auburn junior cornerback and kick returner Noah Igbinoghene announced that he will forego his senior season to enter the 2020 NFL draft. Over the weekend, Alabama lost several players to the NFL, with safety Xavier McKinney, wide receiver Jerry Jeudy, and offensive tackle Jedrick Wills each announcing the end of their careers with the Tide. Offensive tackle Alex Leatherwood and linebacker Dylan Moses have already announced that they plan to return to Bama next season. This morning at 11 o'clock, the decision everyone has been waiting for. Quarterback Tua Tagovailoa and Alabama head coach Nick Saban are set to hold a joint press conference where we will learn what Tua is planning for his future. In the NFL, it was wild card weekend, and the New Orleans Saints' season ends at the hands of the Minnesota Vikings for the second time in the past 3 years. New Orleans lost yesterday 26-20 in overtime.
Cousins throws. Pass is caught for the win! Kyle Rudolph and the Vikings are moving on.
A call from Fox, Vikings tight end Kyle Rudolph caught the game-winning touchdown pass. It was another controversial call for New Orleans. Many were calling for the officials to review whether Rudolph pushed off Saints cornerback P.J. Williams before making the catch. They did not review it, putting an end to New Orleans' season. Quarterback Drew Brees expressed his disappointment following the game.
These opportunities are few. It's disappointing. If you're not the one holding up the trophy at the end of the year, it's disappointing.
In other games, Houston beat Buffalo 22-19 in overtime thanks to a stellar effort from Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson. Watson led the Texans in passing and rushing and made an unbelievable play in overtime, spinning out of a sack to make a pass that would set up the game-winning field goal. Tennessee dethroned New England in Foxborough 20-13. On his 26th birthday, Titans running back Derrick Henry ran for 182 yards and a touchdown. He accounted for 75% of the Titans' offense, 204 of Tennessee's 272 total yards. And Seattle held on to beat Philadelphia on the road 17-9. The lower seed and away team won in three of the four wildcard games, which sets us up for a divisional round without Tom Brady or Drew Brees. On the PGA Tour, former University of Alabama golfer Justin Thomas beat Patrick Reed and Xander Schauffele in a playoff to win the Century Tournament of Champions in Hawaii. In college basketball over the weekend, number 8 Auburn beat Mississippi State 80-68 on Saturday to remain undefeated at 13-0. Next up, Auburn will host Vanderbilt on Wednesday night at 8. Florida rallied from 21 points down to beat Alabama in double overtime 104-98. That loss put an end to a three-game winning streak for Bama. Locally, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team was beaten soundly by Louisiana Monroe 69-49. The Jags are right back at it tonight, facing UT Arlington on the road at 7. And the South Alabama women's team fell to Coastal Carolina 71-62 on Saturday. It's 7:52 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, the few accidents we've had, officers been able to move out of the roadway. Looks good across the Bayway and the Causeway. A little bit of delay now as you traffic from 31 near 181 in the Spanish Fort area, but no new wrecks. Tillman's Corner and Theodore also a good ride in. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been your number one store in the area for everything Mardi Gras. Since 1978, shop Toomey's for the best selection, pricing, and service with over 100 new items this year in Mobile and now Spanish Fort at the Eastern Shore Center. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Who I wanna rock the float this year for Mardi Gras, say yeah!
Rock the Float is back in a new location with bigger selection and better prices. Get all your thralls in one place. Beads, moon pies, glow sticks, balls, plush trinkets, and more. Don't miss out on our newest item, the Crichton Leprechaun, that'll have everyone asking,
where them throws at?
And Rock the Float on Airport Boulevard behind Raisin Cane's. Check out our Facebook for weekly specials.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
All right, 7:55, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you all along on this Monday and back to reality for a lot of folks after a couple holiday weeks out there. And coming up next month, too, they're back in session in Montgomery. Now, tomorrow in Washington, House and Senate are both in. Of course, we'll be talking about what's next for the Senate for the impeachment proceedings, what's coming out of the House. Plus, House and Senate Democrats are working to limit the president's powers here, wartime powers. We'll talk about that coming up. But also, as we look forward to what happens in the legislative session here in Alabama, we'll talk about upcoming pre-filed bills. District 105 Representative Chip Brown joins me today at noon for Midday Mobile. Be talking about that with him. Also, I saw this story from Associated Press and AL.com. How about this number? Alabama litter crews. What we're spending money on in the state of Alabama. You know, litter makes me nuts.
Yeah.
It's like one of the...
Too much of it.
Yes, and watching people just throw stuff out of their car. Alabama litter crews gathered more than 113 tons of roadside litter in the Tuscaloosa area in 2019. Officials announced this recently. If the litter were measured in plastic bottles, it would stretch from Tuscaloosa to Dallas with a few miles to spare, said John McWilliams, spokesman for the Alabama Department of Transportation's West Central Region. The state's cost to clean up roadside litter has reached $200,000 in Tuscaloosa County.
Wow.
And y'all ready for this? $6.8 million statewide.
Oh, my goodness.
How many families, their full tax obligation to the state of Alabama goes to picking up junk that's thrown out of people's cars?
That's sick.
State officials have highlighted the problem with roadside litter in the past. Tuscaloosa News reporting they launched a statewide litter awareness campaign back in 2018. Remember that? They named that campaign Trash Cost Cash, included public service messages on social media sites, television, and radio. West Central Regional Engineer for LDOT said litter is an embarrassment to our region and state. That's James Brown. Said that in a news release announcing that campaign back then. The state defines litter as trash, waste, or garbage that's scattered and hasn't been properly disposed. Roadside litter can include fast food wrappers, beverage containers, cigarette butts, and other items that aren't properly disposed. But the number left me leaning this morning. $6.8 million statewide picking up people's crap stuff.
You can really see it when they mow the ditches.
Yes.
Beside.
And you get
interstates.
Oh, look, confetti.
That's gross.
No. Quit it. Number one, it's trashy. Number two, look what it's costing us. What could be done, or who could have their tax dollars back? My gosh.